In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I saw in the paper the other day that an atheist group, see the retribution has begun, but an atheist group in Green Bay, Wisconsin, is suing the Catholic Bishop of Green Bay. They are accusing him of mixing politics with religion, because he encouraged his people to use their Catholic moral principles when they went into the polling place to vote. He didn't do any more than that, he didn't do any less than that. And many of the bishops in America are being criticized for simply reminding their people that there are some candidates who support and promote immoral activities of such an egregious nature, like the killing of children or the destruction of marriage, that to vote for that candidate is a moral problem, and that if you vote for one of these candidates precisely because they promote evil things, then you are putting your soul in jeopardy. And Bishop Papaki in Springfield said that you commit a mortal sin. Well, according to the atheists, the bishops should not be allowed to encourage voters to follow the moral teachings of the church, because that somehow is, as I say, mixing religion with politics. In other words, they believe that once the politicians start making laws about moral issues, then the Catholic Church has to shut up. Even if the Catholic Church has taught for 2,000 years that something is immoral, like killing children, once the politicians allow it, well, then the church has to be quiet. Excuse me, no one silences the voice of Christ. And in fact, there is nothing really illegal or immoral or unethical for a Catholic bishop or priest to talk about politics from the pulpit or even promote one candidate over another if they wanted to. The Baptists do it all the time. Sunday after Sunday, they parade their favorite political candidates right into their sanctuaries, right into their pulpits, and no one says a word. This is called freedom of speech. So it is not wrong if a bishop or a priest were to talk about or recommend or condemn certain political candidates, even by name. That is the church's right to do so. A right freely surrendered by the church, though, it's given up by the church when she accepts tax-exempt status. And one day, if they continue to make it difficult to preach the gospel, the church might have to reclaim that right, the right to free speech, in order to speak freely. And so right now, only because we ask for tax-exempt status, we impose upon ourselves the responsibility not to politic. That's it. But were the bishops and the priests involving themselves in politics in this very confusing election year? No. They were being as careful as they could be to set forth the moral teachings of the church in the context of an election so that people would know what are the limits of our support. And it's not only the church's right to do so, it's her obligation. She can't even surrender that. She has to teach morality. So the real problem is not mixing politics and religion. The real problem is that modern people do not want the church to teach them how to live their lives morally. Moderns believe that as long as the church sticks to invisible things like the Trinity or the virginity of Mary or transubstantiation, that's fine. But as soon as the church takes up the other side of the teaching task, teaching about how we must live our lives morally in this visible world, teaching about what we must do or not do in order to be saved, that's when everyone gets uncomfortable. And that is the American attitude par excellence. For example, if we want to live together without benefit of marriage, or call gay or polygamous or incestuous relationships marriage, if we want to kill our children in or out of the womb, that's our business, not the church's. And you see, the politicians, they're like sharks smelling blood. They're like wolves sensing a weakness in their prey, and they jump right on this American unease with the church telling us right from wrong. And the politicians immediately cry foul The bishops and the priests cannot talk about moral issues because moral issues are public policy. And we politicians are the ones who determine public policy. Not the church, not the priests, not the bishops. The politicians are the ones who will teach us what is right from wrong in this country. They will determine, and democratically, from the voice and the vote of the people. Of course, they're the ones controlling the vote because they control the voice. They create the desire and then persuade us that they are the only ones who can fulfill that desire, which is why they tell us we have to vote for them. But talk about tricks. Talk about traps. They get us coming and going. Look at how it works. We have this huge, huge, huge sex industry in this country. And that includes entertainment, pornography, cinema, music, and all of whom are in league, of course, with the electronic device industry, and all of whom make untold billions and billions and billions of dollars trying to convince everyone that the supreme goal in life is to get as much sexual pleasure as you can. So then, working right along with the sex industry, we have the abortion and birth control industry, which also profits untold billions of dollars, telling us that we can have all the fun that their friends in the sex industry have promised us, but first, we have to sterilize ourselves or kill our children. But that's not the end, because we still have to have a structure that protects these two industries. And that's where the politicians come in, supporting, subsidizing, and financing the sex and abortion industry, which in turn supports and subsidizes, finances the politicians. So everybody's making money. The Playboy crowd, the Planned Parenthood crowd, and the politicians who keep it all going. And who suffers? That would be the little poor girls who are looking for love from the young boys who are looking for sex. And the girls end up with a baby that nobody ever told them could happen. But not to worry, there's Planned Parenthood standing at some teenage mommy's doorstep ready to kill her baby for a fee and then return the little girl to the sad life that they had created for her. No, the church must continue to teach morality about right living. She cannot and will not leave that task to the politicians. The church will always provide a human response to the inhumanity of this society. The church will not be silenced. She will not be silent. Because it's not really the church who speaks, but Jesus. And God is not silenced. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.